6:05 now. It is Wednesday. And it's way too early.
Amen. Agreed.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. Don't worry. We have songs on the way.
Okay, good. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We do this every Wednesday. It's way too early Wednesday from 6 to 7. We'll play whatever you want to wake you up.
Herc usually has really good requests.
Really?
To wake us up.
That's good.
Remember one time?
Because I need it this morning.
Remember that one time he requested like impending doom or something?
Yes.
Yeah, now it's Norma Jean, so.
Which is cool with me. It's a great record from them.
So that's about to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's Wednesday.
Yeah. How you doing there, Mitch?
I'm doing well. I feel like my body's about to fall apart because I'm so tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just stay up late or what?
Yeah. We went out to eat with a friend.
Ah.
And so we were out late.
Those times.
Oh, yeah.
When you go out to eat with a friend at 7.
7 to like 11.
Why? You know, it only takes like 30 minutes to eat for normal humans.
Yeah, I understand this.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Okay.
So, I don't regret it. Sort of.
Because now I'm going to have to deal with you like this for the next hour.
Hour? I was thinking all day, pretty much.
Sweet.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in tough guy mode. I shaved my head.
Oh, man.
I call it the Heisenberg.
You forgot the rest.
Yeah, well, you can't shave the beard.
Why?
Because you shave the head, you got to keep the beard. I look tough.
Okay, cool.
I look like I'm the lead singer in a metal band.
That's what I thought. And
I am the dad from a show called Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
It's called the Heisenberg.
The Heisenberg?
Not really. That's what I called it last night on Instagram. And I got 37 likes.
Ugh, go take back my like right now.
That's a good amount of likes.
I think that's just because people are used to liking your photos, not because they actually liked it.
Wow.
I'm just kidding.
You're kind of a jerk.
I'm just kidding. I meant your photo, not your hair. Uh-huh. Hey, it looks fine. Looks just fine. What are you calling it? The Heisenberg. Heisenberg, is that the character?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something.
So anyways, yeah, it is way too early Wednesday. Steve O'Mitch here, and we are going to play whatever you want. Ooh, I like the request so far. They're already piling in.
They are.
This is good news. So we've got some Norma Jean for you. The Showdown. Anything by O Sleeper I like because that means I get to play whatever I want.
Exactly. It's kind of left up to you.
Son of the Morning or The Finisher?
The Finisher? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or wait, the other one. Son of the Morning?
Yeah.
Because it's the morning?
But it's from the perspective of Satan, actually. Son of the Morning, you know? And it's like this big battle.
Does that mean all mornings? Okay.
Right?
Like, is it M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G?
No, Son of the Morning.
Or like, hey, it's morning time.
How about this? Son of the Morning is from the devil's perspective, like, ah, yeah, check me out, I'm awesome. And then The Finisher is the last track on the album, and it's the end when God comes back and is like, check it, bro. No, actually this. So how about we play both so that you get a perspective?
There we go. Okay.
I like that. It's way too early Wednesday, and we can do whatever we want.
That's right.
So we're going to Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We've got some Norma Jean for you. And you know, we'll kick it off with some O Sleeper, though. I kind of like this idea. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll hit you with Son of the Morning and then lull you with some Norma Jean. And, you know.
Lull.
Yeah. The Finisher, maybe that's what we'll finish with.
Sounds good. I mean, I feel like you got the whole show planned.
I do.
I mean, at least next hour.
I do. We're going to play a bunch of music, go to Starbucks. I'm just kidding.
Like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I need coffee.
So. All right, we got some O Sleeper for you right now.
All right.
Son of the Morning.
Okay.
Get your request in now. It's way too early Wednesday. You can do so. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Song's called Son of the Morning. It's O Sleeper. Steve-O and Mitch?
In the morning.
It is. And we are Static Radio. False ending.
Yeah, they're tricky.
They totally tricked us. I'm like, oh, did it? No. Still going. Okay, sweet. Oh, man, I can't take it.
Did you see what was just happening?
Yeah, that was a showdown.
It wasn't over.
He just couldn't end it. He kept wanting to end it, and then he would stop, and then he'd wait a few seconds, and then he's like, no, it's not over.
Like, he'd cue the band
it's
again.
It's like the ending of a horror movie where it's like, do we get him? Is he dead? Okay, good. What? No, just kidding.
It's like, those are the only movies where you're like, I saw him dead.
Yeah.
I saw.
That works once, and then when he pops up again, it was like, oh, that was crazy. But then if you do it again, it's like, come on, man. Now it's just stupid.
Yeah. Pretty much, and that's what how I felt how that song ended. Thank you, whoever you are.
The showdown.
The showdown.
The
Victor.
Showdown.
Victor requested that one.
It is Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hey, 6:18 now on your Wednesday. Way too early Wednesday. Trying to get you up. Trying to wake you up. And I love how every single week we can count on Thebes to give us something interesting. And this week, no different. Because, you know, I find that more often than not, Way Too Early Wednesday consists of hardcore.
Yeah.
Some form of metal.
Yeah.
And
this is not.
And then we get hit with a Thebes request.
Yeah.
And I'm totally down with it. Red Cloud actually played my birthday party one year.
That's amazing.
It was pretty awesome.
Was it like hot?
It was a party.
Okay, cool.
We had cake and ice cream and Red Cloud.
And Red Cloud.
And I think, was it Play-Doh or somebody else played? That's sad. I don't remember.
How did you get Red Cloud at your birthday
They were like
party.
Coming through town and it was like, dude, let's throw a birthday party. For real. And it was awesome.
But I didn't get to hear the whole song, so I know most of it's like rap. Is there any like screaming and like rock in it?
No, this is straight up.
This is like straight up like thug.
It's Way Too Early Wednesday.
Okay.
And I just shaved my head, so I'm feeling kind of thug.
Yeah, you're very spontaneous right now.
I am.
So let's play this song.
Okay,
I feel
sweet.
Like it could be good.
All right, I like this.
Thanks, Thebes.
Yep. Red Cloud, Kimbo Strikes. Dude, it is time to wake up.
Indeed.
Good morning. Welcome to Way Too Early Wednesday. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
We've been playing a lot of music.
Yeah, you are cued into static radio, I promise. Sounds a little different this morning because it's way too early Wednesday.
It is.
We're going to play whatever you want. Unless your name is Beck.
We're not going to play Skillet.
No, we're not.
We're never going to play Skillet
no,
ever again.
No, probably not.
I mean, I love Skillet.
Woo! Yeah! 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 Static.
Oh, hey guys, it's Niles.
Sup, hey. Niles?
Do you guys have any Second Thief?
Second Thief?
Yes.
Let's check.
Second.
It's pretty obscure. No. What do they sound like?
No, they're just awesome.
They sound.
What kind of music?
Awesome.
Okay, it's hardcore. Okay?
What's it? How does it go?
What do you?
Maybe you could just like sing.
It's like metal rap.
Metal rap?
Yes, and it does exist.
And we don't have it?
Is it like Body Count back in the day?
I don't know who Body Count is.
It was terrible. It was terrible. It was off. It was Ice-T. It was Ice-T metal. Shylin, the glory of God. It's way too early Wednesday. A request for Jason listening from Dubai.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
like
awesome.
That? Yeah, it's a jam right there.
It is.
For as much as I knock rap, I loves me some hip hop. And that does make sense.
It does, because they're not really the same thing.
They're not at all.
So
I love hip hop, dude. Love hip hop.
I do too.
So, all right, we got a phone call. Static.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn around and hurt you.
And hurt you. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We just got Rickrolled.
Can you explain that to me?
Static.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Hello.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Do you know what Rickrolling is?
Yes, I do, actually.
Can you explain it to me?
We just got Rickrolled.
Oh, yes. You did, and I heard it. It was pretty fail.
Yeah. It was pretty fail.
Yeah. No, I've actually been Rickrolled. A youth pastor Rickrolled the entire youth group at one time.
Dude.
That's intense. What is Rickroll?
You've never heard of Rickroll?
Rickroll? No.
Is when you unintentionally view a video by Rick Astley.
Yeah.
Never
Rick Astley.
Give you up.
Okay. It's Rick Astley.
You get tricked into viewing it.
Yeah, and then you're stuck with that song in your head all day. It's called getting Rickrolled.
That's how I feel.
You've never heard of this?
Right, no.
So, So, okay, I got one last song.
Okay.
All right. And this one's awesome, okay?
Okay, yeah. Good.
I have to play it.
Don't let me down.
Blessed by a broken heart.
Okay.
Another day, another war.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right, man.
You have to.
We may or may not, because we still have three to get to.
No, you have to.
Thanks, Niles.
I don't care if it's 701.
17 phone calls. 17 phone calls right there. So look at that.
Look at those phone calls. We got to get to them.
Yeah, I got to get to them.
Better play these songs.
We actually got a request for some Project 86 Pipe Dream. That's from their old school self-titled record.
Dang.
I know. We didn't have it in the system. I have it on my phone, but I'm like, I'm not going to play it through my
microphone.
Yeah, through the mic. So instead, I'm going to rock something from Drawing Black Lines.
That
it's not as old, but it's still second.
It's older.
Oldest. Yeah, definitely.
So what was this like? How many years ago was this?
Was One Armed Man? Drawing Black Lines was 99.
Okay, so it's over 10 years ago. 13 years ago?
2000.
Oh, okay.
It's 2000.
Okay.
Came out in 2000.
Well, it's just wanted to define those lines.
Yeah.
2000, not
so
in the 90s.
12 years old.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to be actually rocking some video games with Project 86 here in the near future. We'll talk more about that right after this jam. Static Radio. Taking it old school with some P86 right there. One Armed Man. That one from Drawing Black Lines. I love that band.
Yeah.
Can I just say that?
Yeah, you can.
I've been a fan for a very long time. So every time I hear old P86, it's hard. You know? Because I was.
Yeah.
I really was. Me and Ramsey, who was a DJ here many moons ago, we used to play on the Calvary softball team.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like get pumped up to some P86 every game. Yeah!
Really?
It's like the ritual. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Songs to Burn Your Bridges By. That was the record we used.
I just
every
think
time.
It's funny that you used to play softball on the Calvary softball team.
Of all the things that... Wait. That's what's funny?
I don't mind if you're getting like amped up for to P86 to anything. It's just funny that it was for softball. That's what I took away from the story.
Well, you're a jerk.
It's okay.
So, thanks.
I mean, softball isn't bad. It's just funny. I didn't know you played softball on...
I did. Yeah.
Calvary softball team.
I was actually on a team called the Demon Hunters, who got permission from Demon Hunter, and their logo was the Demon Hunter logo.
Dang.
It was pretty rad.
That's pretty rad. Great.
So, yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of sad because Way Too Early Wednesday has already flown by.
Yeah, we have 4 minutes.
Yeah, and so we have to finish it with Oh Sleeper.
Have to.
Because we talked about it. We started it with the first track from Son of the Morning, which was like Devil's Perspective, talking about how if you could see like me, you know, you haven't really won and all this stuff talking smack. And then the album ends with the song called The Finisher, and this is from God's Perspective. So we said we'd start and end.
We're just holding true to our word.
We are. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody, Project 86, they did a Battlefield 3 night on Xbox Live. And so everybody who is an Xbox Live person, make sure you keep it locked to Facebook, our Facebook, because we're actually teaming up with them. I was talking to Andrew yesterday about the next one coming up on the 23rd, which is less than a week away. And we're going to be joining forces, Static Radio and Project 86, for some awesome online Xbox Battlefield 3 action.
I think it'd be funny if I played.
I think it would be hilarious, and you need to get an Xbox 360 like now.
I need to get that first.
Yeah.
But I still think it'd be funny.
It'd be amazing.
And who knows? I might be good.
Do it!
Okay.
It'd be incredible. We're going to be playing with all the members of Project 86. It's going to be a really good time.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm stoked. So that's coming up. We'll have more details for you at our Facebook page. Keep it locked there. Or gameandmovieguide.com, which is where we have all our video game reviews, everything video game related. And I know Yo had talked to Andrew yesterday too, so he'll be posting the info very, very shortly.
That's great news.
Yeah, there it is. So we've got the final track of Way Too Early Wednesday this morning. Song is called The Finisher, one of my absolute favorites from Oh Sleeper, and this is going to finish it out today. Huh?
I get it.
You like that?
Finishing.
Okay, sweet. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Amberlynn, Closer, kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
One mom took that song very seriously and decided she wanted to get closer.
And closer.
With everyone in the world.
Yeah, with everyone.
Not in a weird way.
No. No, not in a totally cool way.
In a totally appropriate mom way.
Yes. Something that I just found out we're both pretty passionate about.
Hugs.
Yeah.
I love hugs.
Yeah.
Hugging people.
So good
hugs.
Yeah.
Good solid hug can like make your day.
Do you think the hug is like in the arms?
The angel. Please adopt this dog. You were saying? I really wish we had some Sarah
McLachlan.
Now I'm
looking at those eyes. The puppy eyes. They all have fleas.
17 million dogs every day are wounded by humanity. I don't have any like sappy Sarah McLachlan music. Okay, I'm so distracted.
Anyway.
Go on.
Okay. Where is the hug, like, where does it count the most? Like, is it...
In your arms?
Well, yeah, like, so you think it's in the arms, like, the embrace? Is it in the embrace, or is it in the I really want to give you a hug, side hug, or so is it the thought?
I don't know. You're overthinking
hugs, stressing
me out. Now I don't want to hug anyone ever. There's no, like, science, it's just a hug. Hey, bro.
So it's...
Pat, pat.
In the heart.
Yeah.
Pat,
sure.
pat, no pats, okay?
No. Dude on dude, you gotta give the pat, boom, boom. That means, all right, time to release.
Really?
Yeah. Boom, boom.
I feel awkward
about
pats.
I do that every time. Really? It's like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, doing a great job, you.
It's good to see you.
Yeah. And hugs. Hugs are amazing.
Yes.
According to Melinda Schmidt, actually, of Raleigh, North Carolina, she's a mom and a blogger who recently completed a self-imposed regimen of hugging as many people as possible for a full year. And she determined that hugs keep the blues away.
True that.
It can keep you happy. It can keep you going. And you're like, woo! Love it. I'm a fan of hugs. She says, hugging has become a part of my life. She said in 365 days of hugs. It's a 2-minute video profiling Schmidt and her hugging obsession. She says, I won't ever stop doing this. I won't ever stop hugging strangers and people I've just met because it's a complete lifestyle change. It feels so good. I just couldn't stop now. The video was posted to Hoopla Ha, I guess, a website founded in February that delivers feel-good videos every day. One feel-good video a day.
That's so nice.
Schmidt chronicled her year of hugs on her blog, where she also kept a tally of how many people she hugged along the way. By day 100... of her hugging journey, how many people do you think she hugged by her 100th day?
She's, well, like 500?
1,000.
Oh,
not 500,000.
Wait, whoa. I haven't even met that many people.
Yeah, sorry. I meant like times two.
Okay, 1,000.
Yes.
Dang.
She hugged 1,000 people. That's only 10 people a day.
Only?
For 100 days.
What do you think she counted people that were like, hey, grandma.
Hug. Absolutely.
Hey, grandma. Hug. Like.
Yeah.
Bye,
grandma. She went on a journey. All right.
Okay.
She was rocking some serious journey. Okay. So on her journey, yeah, by day 100, 1,000 people. That's only 10 people a day. I feel like I do that. Maybe not every day. Mm-hmm. 10 people?
10 people.
Yeah.
You give hugs every day.
There's three that. Absolutely every day. My wife and both of my children.
Mm-hmm.
And since my wife is pregnant, does it count as two?
Yes.
Church math?
Yes, church math.
Church math when you're
I don't know, do you like go down to her stomach?
I don't.
And, okay, well then
I'll
no.
I'll talk to little broads.
Well, that's talking. You're talking to me. That doesn't count.
That's like a mouth hug. That's like a...
A mouth hug.
Yeah, because I can't really wrap my arms around my child. Right, yes, okay. No, because I'm talking to him with words.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
He kicked the microphone yesterday because they were like checking his heartbeat and stuff. Get that mic out of my face!
So you can't expect him to go into radio?
No, I don't know. I don't know. So, no comment! Yeah, I don't know what he was doing yesterday, but... yeah, hugs. We love them. Apparently, it's therapeutic. Schmidt says her hug quest began after she moved to North Carolina from her native Connecticut. When I moved to North Carolina, it felt so lonely because no matter how many people I met, I was missing the connection to family and friends back home where we hugged often. So I challenged myself for an entire year to hug everyone I encountered and try to create that community that I miss from being back home. So she says hugging has helped her be a happier person, made her family happier, inspired her friends to do more hugging as well. So Are you a huggy person? I know you're a huggy person.
Yeah, I like hugs. I really enjoy hugs.
Yeah, 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. Static.
Steve-O.
What up?
What up? It's Evan. What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. This is on my heart. I got Proverbs 18. I'm going to read to everybody or whoever. Unfriendly people care only about themselves. They lash out at common sense. Fools have no interest in understanding. They only want to air their own opinions. Doing wrong leads to disgrace, and scandalous behavior brings contempt. Wise words are like deep waters. Wisdom flows from the wise like a bubbling brook. It is not right to equate the guilt or deny justice to the innocent. Fool's words get them into constant quarrels. They are asking for a beating. The mouths of fools are their ruin. They trap themselves with their lips. Rumors are dainty morals that sink deep into one's heart. A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys things. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. The rich rich think of their wealth as a strong defense. They imagine it to be a high wall of safety. Holiness goes before destruction. Humility precedes honor. Spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish. Verse 14, the human spirit can endure a sick body, but who can bear a crushed spirit? Intelligent people are always ready to learn. Their ears are open for knowledge. Giving a gift can open doors. It gives access to important people. The first to speak in court sounds right until the cross-examination begins. Flipping a coin can end arguments. It settles disputes between powerful opponents. An offended friend is harder to win back than a fortified city. Arguments separate friends like a gate locked with bars. Wise words satisfy like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. The man who finds a wife finds a treasure, and he receives favor from the Lord. The poor plead for mercy. The rich answer with insults. There are friends who destroy each other, but real friends stick closer than a brother. But yeah. So that was on my heart. So
thank you. If I didn't know that was from Proverbs, I definitely think that was Psalm 119.
Nicely done.
Awesome.
So it was on your heart for a reason. Why do you think that was on your heart?
Just because my day was crappy, so I wanted to make everybody else's day better, you know? Mm-hmm. And I just came back. I just got back from the airport from saying goodbye to Rivka.
Oh.
So that made my day better. So I just wanted to make everybody else's day by giving the scripture so the Holy Spirit can talk to them to make their day better, whoever's having a bad day. So just in the name of Jesus, I pray that anybody that's having a bad day, that they will be washed in the blood of Jesus, that they will just, he will just annihilate anything that is hard in their heart from them and God. I pray that I rebuke the Satan in Jesus' name and wash that in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, Evan, I don't think you're passionate enough. I think you need to go find some more passion somewhere.
Hey, it's too early Wednesday.
Yeah,
true that.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, but I'm about to go to sleep, though, so it's too, you know what I'm saying? I just got to work.
All right.
Words.
Don't forget to give somebody a hug today as well.
That's right. Give somebody a hug. Make their day better.
Like three hugs.
All right, yeah. Man.
All right, have a good day.
You too, Evan.
Okay.
All right, later.
Woo!
I can't stop it once it starts. It's Creed.
No.
You can't stop it once it starts. like a hug. Oh. It's like a Creed hug. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those warm embraces of Creed.
I feel like those are like they hover and then they stay around for a while.
Well, we were talking about hugs.
We were.
Static.
Shello! Oh my God, this God is so good. I didn't read this morning and I just got hit upside the head with the spirit.
Booyah! Isn't Evan great? That dude's passionate, man. I love that kid.
That was awesome. Hey, you guys talking about hugs, right?
Heck yeah.
Yes.
Check it out. Imagine if you go to a huge church, how many hugs you get on a Sunday.
Dude, for real. And imagine how many old ladies you smell like. That's the one problem with church hugs. I'm going to be honest.
That's not even close. I had an issue with a church hug. This lady who was, she would hug, but she would hug like forward, and she would not let you go. Like she would just grab you and then like squeeze you.
She's just passionate. And then for the rest of the day, you smelled like a rug or something because you're like, dude.
A rug? She's not rolling around the rug.
She doesn't get the, like, I'm trying to side hug her, like, what's up, chick, you know? And then she's just kind of like, you remember Beastmaster, that one where those guys would open their wings? And then they would just wrap you up and, like,
and then spit out your bones. Yep.
Dude. It's so awkward, but I'm a hugger, dude. I love hugs, but some of them can just be super awkward.
Are you into, like, the side hug?
You're a side hugger, or you're just, like, a full-on embrace?
With the guys, I'm into the one hand to the chest. What's up, bro? One pat on the back. And the girls, like, the ladies and stuff that want to hug, I try to give them the side hug because, I hug my wife forward and it's just awkward for me sometimes.
See, I got to hug
one. This one lady is just, everybody knows her for that. And it's like, whoa.
She's just happy, man. She just wants to share the love.
She's like the mom that we just talked about who completed 365 days of hugs.
Dude, people living, people dying.
We best just give a bunch of hugs.
Where's the love?
Where's the love?
Where?
I'm telling you, if it's the Beastmaster hug, it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. So I gotta go, guys. I love you guys.
Love you too. All right, man. Pool boy from Christmas. Love it, man. Talking about hugs. I got to hug people the same way, though. He talked about, like, the man hug. I can't do the, like, sup, bro, and you go for the hand first, and then you embrace, because then your arms get stuck in the middle, and
they don't deserve. They don't deserve to feel that hug.
No.
That's, like,
it's like the
all for the heart.
No, it's like the boom, full-on. I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
I'm not even as, like, I think I'm a really affectionate dude. You know, like, I'm a hugger. I love giving hugs. But my father-in-law, my wife's family, is the friendliest family I've ever met.
So they're more of the hugger?
They're even more like, they're kissers.
Ah.
I kid you not. So my father-in-law, my wife's uncle, my wife's grandma, everybody, like, my wife's grandma, mouth kisses. Mouth kisses. So I'm like, hey grandma. All right, there's my grandma's kiss right there. My father-in-law always my wife's uncle, boom, right there. Always kissing on the cheek. Shane, same way.
Yeah,
our dear same friend way. Shane,
hugger.
Same way. Hugger, kisser. Yeah, he's just affectionate, you know. So, and at first that used to freak me out because I thought I was affectionate, like, hey, I'm a hugger.
You're like, whoa.
I just felt goatee on my face, bro. That was goatee on the face. All right? Okay.
Oh,
are we cool?
Funny.
We're cool? All right. And now I'm like expecting it. Oh, yeah. It's like the Godfather.
And when it doesn't
almost
happen, you're like, you okay?
Yo, right there, man. Come on. Plant one funny on it. Oh, right there. Right there on the cheek. Right there.
So when it's awkward, it's because someone in the hugging
zone
is making it awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there are those that can make it awkward.
You know what it feels awkward?
Huh.
When you're hugging someone and you don't know if you're supposed to go over their shoulders or under their arms.
Yeah, there's the height differential.
Yeah,
there.
So it's like you have to make, if you're like the same height, you have to make a split decision and just go for it. And then you get like the cross.
Ooh, the cross hug. Yeah.
It's like, okay, I can't enjoy this to the fullest because neither of us made a decision.
Yeah. I think me and Nate, because Nate Heitzig is one of the tallest people I know.
Yeah.
He's really, really tall. So I've just decided forever I'm the under dude because he's so tall. I'm like, well,
hey. I feel like when you're the under dude, you get to experience the hug more fully because it's all torso.
Talking about Melinda Schmidt of Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a mom and a blogger who recently completed a self-imposed year of hugging. She called it 365 Days of Hugs, and she chronicled every step of the way. By day 100 of her hugging journey, she had hugged 1,000 people, according to an article on newsobserver.com. She says her hug quest began after she moved to North Carolina from Connecticut, because when she moved to North Carolina, quote, it felt so lonely because no matter how many people I met, I was missing the connection to family and friends back home where we hugged often. So I challenged myself for an entire year to hug everyone I encountered and try to create that community I missed from being back home. She also says that all the hugging has helped her be a happier person, made her family happier, and inspired her friends to do more hugging as well. The video is shot in front of what appears to be a supermarket and features Schmidt hugging everyone who comes her way. So apparently it's been a very successful video for the site, but not its most successful. That title goes to Baby Beatboxing, but still pretty successful.
I feel like this hugging story is happier.
Yeah, I am down with that. So talking about hugs, 505-338-3700. Apparently it's just one way to get your day going, make you happy.
Yeah.
Happier, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still like how Evan got everybody's day going. He was having a crappy morning, calls in, hit us up with Proverbs 19 because it was on his heart, and it was like, right on.
Yeah.
I like that as well.
And right away, Pool Boy from Cruces.
Pool Boy from Cruces. Booyah!
There you go.
So there it is. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or of course, 505-338-3700. You know what else gets me going in the morning?
Paramore?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. Every morning.
Every morning?
That's my That's my daily regimen right there.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
It just plays, so here it is.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is construction on San Antonio and Wyoming.
As always.
As always, there is other stuff happening too. Road construction, the right lane is closed on Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana, as well as median work on Central between Eubank and Elizabeth, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Give them a call. Then get your breakfast started for you before you even get there.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So there it is. Hey, we've been talking about this mom, Melinda Schmidt of Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a mom, a blogger. She completed a self-imposed journey over this last year.
Journey.
Yeah, journey. Every day she was hugging it out. Hug it out. Come here. Come here, you. And
maybe not like that.
Why not?
Because she sounds like she's dying.
Oh, she wasn't dying. She was sad.
Oh.
She was choked up.
But she was happy after she gave the hugs.
Yeah.
So she was good.
She was feeling lonely. She moved to North Carolina. She said she felt lonely because no matter how many people she met, she was missing the connection to family and friends back home. So she wanted to make it a more friendly environment. And she decided to start hugging everyone she met. No matter who, no matter where, she just hug them. Here we go. Do you think you could do that? Is that weird?
It kind of depends on the mood I'm in if I'm going to hug everyone, even if I've never met them before.
See, but it's an attitude.
It is. It's got to be constant. But if I know the person, I hug.
She did that every day.
Every day. That's amazing.
Nobody.
For a year.
People she didn't know. I don't want to say nobody. It's like people she didn't know.
Yeah.
Strangers.
In the supermarket. Hey, thank you for helping me get that off the shelf.
Oh.
Hug.
Stranger danger.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's totally putting yourself in danger. But she was happier.
And she had video, so she was taking video of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's gone viral. Big deal. But it's one of those things. And it kind of reminds me of the attitude of us,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of times people go according to their emotions,
yes,
right? So it's like super emotions. Hey. When I'm happy, it's great and wonderful. When I'm bummed out, blah, and then everything sucks. And it's that reminder that just like...
pretty sure Paul said to greet everyone with a holy kiss.
Oh,
so.
That'd be... What if we really did that, though? Walked around
I think
like,
it'd be different. I think we'd be in a different mindset.
Well, my father-in-law is very affectionate, and he does that. He's super huggy, kissy. So he's always rocking the cheek kiss. You know what I mean?
I guess that's cool with family.
He's old school.
But like American culture is so different.
Everyone.
Well, even when I was in Costa Rica this time last year, everyone kissed.
Hey!
And I was like, hey.
Whoa, oh there, gosh. Mister. Yeah. I'm married.
Whoa, look at his finger. Hey.
Our dear friend Shane, friend of the show.
Yeah.
He's a super affectionate dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's a cheek kisser.
And, like, he hugs you and he holds on.
Yeah. Yeah. So. He's an embracer.
Yeah.
So, I love that, though, because then I'm always like, hey!
Yeah.
All right! You so know, maybe there's something to that.
What about, like, the people who are like, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, right. So you're just like, never mind.
I'm sorry. Well, I have a good friend who actually didn't hug for a long time because he used to be really friendly and huggy and would hug everybody, but then somebody took it the wrong way and it got really weird. And so then after that, I was like, that's it. I'm done. And it like kind of crushed everything.
So you can't let one person spoil your hugging.
Right.
Your hugging spree.
Your hugging joy.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a joy and no one can take that.
Because happiness is a stupid emotion and it's fleeting, just like all other emotions.
But joy is different.
It is different.
It is. So.
It is. And it really is. And so maybe this mom's onto something because it really changed her attitude. It changed her surroundings, she said, because people around her were friendlier.
Yeah. And
because she was friendly to them.
Right. And she didn't have any family or anybody around her. So she felt lonely. And so she solved it by hugging.
Yeah. So instead of sulking and being like, this sucks, I'm in a strange land, she made a decision to change things around her.
Yep.
Right? To change the environment around her.
Yes.
And she did.
And it worked.
Yeah, dude. Static.
Dude, am I calling twice about hugs?
What?
Really?
I believe you are. That's how passionate you are about hugging.
Yeah. I need a hug right now. Check this out. One time me and my wife were sitting on the couch watching a movie kind of late, and for it was just crazy. She's like, you know what? We should come up with something for down and out like teens or people that have been in jail and stuff, and call it Hug-a-Thug.
Hug a thug. Oh, man. They just need a hug, bro. That is amazing.
My wife and I'm like, that sounds pretty darn catchy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, you should get like the stomach tat and it just says hug life across like your belly in like old English lettering.
Across the belly?
You're like, bro, they forgot the T. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
So don't forget to, when you're driving around, you see a thug, go up to him and hug him.
Yeah, hug life.
Later.
I like it. Later. Bull boy from Cruces. Brilliant ideas abounding on the morning show this morning.
Yeah, I think so. And you know what? A while ago when Steven was here, we were talking, really random conversation, but he said that he was talking to someone in Whole Foods and they took it as he was coming on to them.
Yeah.
But that's not what it's like. It's just like that here in New Mexico. So maybe this whole hugging thing can change us New Mexicans.
There you go. It's a good idea. Well, look at Juliana on Facebook. I've recently become a hugger.
Any type of hug rocks,
yeah,
she
says. See? So it's like maybe it's catching on. Because you're right. I think people are so standoffish and like, what do you want? And
yeah.
Then they think that because you're being friendly, it's like, what's up with you? What are you trying to do? Yeah, why are you being
just
friendly?
Being friendly.
I'm just, I don't know.
I just thought you'd...
The joy of the Lord?
Yeah. Down in my heart.
Right. Where?
Down in my heart.
Oh, okay. And if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack.
Sit on attack.
Yeah. Aren't you supposed to say like, ow?
Ouch. Right. Sit on attack. Ouch.
Static.
No,
oh, they hung up. Oh.
We need to give them a hug.
Yeah, they needed a hug.
So we asked on Facebook, are you a hugger? What kind of hugger are you? Side hug, full on hugging. Let's see. I said, et cetera. I didn't know what other kind of hugs were, but Jed says, leg hugger.
Leg hugger?
He says, picture that your friend, you guys are going to hug, and then you just dive for their legs.
No, as a dog owner, that's just weird. Just going to say it. That is awkward. Don't ever do that.
As a dog owner?
Yes, as a dog owner.
Why?
Because my dog used to be a leg hugger as well. I don't need to say anything else.
Nope, that's not.
Yeah.
Explains everything to me.
Yeah.
TG says side hugs are, he's obligated to give side hugs. He says, I don't want to, but I have to.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I guess.
I like what Nate says, though. Side hugs are stupid. If you're not comfortable enough with the person, just don't hug them.
Or you could just get over it and be comfortable with everyone and just give them a nice hug.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. My dear friend Dave Adams brings up an interesting point because Melinda Schmidt, she moved from Connecticut, which is weird because Connecticut was the friendly place, to North Carolina where it wasn't so. And then it says, hey, man, she was in the South. That kind of thing is normal, right?
Okay.
So, because it's friendly, you think, in the South. In the Southwest, okay.
I've never been to the Southwest.
We're in the Southwest.
No, I mean, I've never been. Well,
you meant the South.
South. Just the South. The South.
Not the West part.
Looking at the United States, the map in my head. Just the South. I've never been to Southwest
Static.
Either.
Hey, Steve, you know side hugs are in the top 10 things that Christians like?
Really?
Yeah.
There's a list of 10 things we like?
Is it John Acuff?
I don't know. I just saw it on the internet somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find that list because you're right. It's kind of like this weird, I don't know, man. I'm 50-50 because I understand.
It's just side hugs are so weird.
But to me, you're right. They're weird. I'd rather just shake your hand. If
yeah.
we're
going
to go that route, if we're not to that level of friendship where we can actually embrace, then just shake my hand. Just
and it's even more awkward. It's even more awkward to turn sideways to hug someone.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, how are you?
Like,
wink. Shoulders.
It's like, seriously, when that happens, I'm like, hey, elbows. Let's just.
Yeah.
Elbows.
Yeah. Dude, I feel you. I feel
yeah.
you. But not just from the side.
Yeah.
Can you play me some Maylene?
Maylene, we will definitely get that on for you, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks for the call.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number, that's 505-338-3700. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I want to know hugging etiquette.
Ah, this is a good one. Melinda Schmidt of Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a mom and a blogger. She recently completed a self-imposed hugging journey. Hugging as many people as possible for a full year and changed her attitude, changed the surroundings in her area.
Yes.
So we started talking about hugs and, side huggers, bear hugs. I see Beck, bear hugs.
Yeah.
I love big old
bear hugs.
Bear hugs
are great. JD's post totally just freaked me out.
What did he say?
He says, I love hugs until someone other than my wife's nose touches my neck.
Oh,
I get the weird
yeah.
reflex in my leg to where I knee them into the gut. That creeps me out. That'd give me the chills, well, and I'd probably walk away thinking about it for like. I mean, it's an accident if it happens.
It is. Like, it is. Well, like when Shane, like I keep going back to Shane because he's one of the friendliest dudes I know, and we like embrace. And when that dude hasn't shaved, and you feel another dude's whiskers on your cheek. Yeah.
Hey.
So it's something that I have not been accustomed to, and I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
But yeah. You just, I don't know, man. I don't think there's anything weird to it. I think people, like, impose weirdness
like,
upon
that,
it.
Like, I feel weird now because I'm thinking about someone else's nose touching my neck.
Yeah, and but that, it's not like a, I don't know.
It wasn't purposeful.
If they start heavily breathing, then maybe there's an issue and you should pull away.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I'm just saying. You never know.
I've never known anyone to do that.
Are you being... weird?
No, seriously.
Oh, okay. I'm like, the way you ended that sentence was so odd. I've never known anyone to do that. It almost sounded like a question. It's like, are you asking me a question? I don't understand what you're trying to say. Oh, man. All right. We got some Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Of course, I'm trying to spell it correctly.
Maylene.
See if we can actually find it.
Maylene.
And the Sons of Disaster.
And sign.
Yeah. There we go. I like that. Sweet.
You're welcome.
Got some of that for you. And more with hugs.
Yes.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. The phone number is Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning, I forgot. Hey.
Yeah. Hey. Static Radio. Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Song called Step Up. I'm on it. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Talking about one mom's journey to the promised land of embrace. Something like that.
Something. She definitely embraced. She promised to embrace a lot of people.
Right. Well, it was in the South, and so apparently that's more, or I should say less frowned upon.
I guess.
More acceptable in the South. We need to make that a habit here. People yeah. aren't friendly enough.
Now, I know why people walk around with signs not here, not in New Mexico, but they walk around with signs that say free hugs.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Makes
I have a t-shirt that says free hugs.
Oh, yeah. It's scary, though.
Except it's got a face hugger on it from Alien, mm-mm. and it's hilarious.
That's not hilarious.
No, it's great. I love it.
That's funny because it's not. and great and hilarious.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. It's 7:45, which means traffic.
There is traffic everywhere, actually.
Truth. People
and
are driving.
So people are driving. Just watch out for them. Double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo, as well as the normal construction, San Antonio, Wyoming. And road construction. Right lane is closed. Low miss between San Pedro and Louisiana. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Hello, Static.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing?
Doing good.
Right on.
So I have a question for
okay.
a Christian dude.
Okay.
A Christian girl who encounters many Christian boys.
Uh-huh.
Is it a stumbling block for me to want some full-on if they just want a side hug?
If they just want a side hug? So your question is, hey, I'm a chick, and I know dudes who just want to side hug. Is it a stumbling block if you try and full-on embrace them?
Yeah, or any dude, I guess.
See, that's a tough
if they
one,
don't
man.
Want a side hug.
That, see, I think as a girl...
Okay, yes, good. I'm glad you answered this one.
Well, as a girl, we're afraid of... we know what the stumbling block is. But
really?
Yeah. I'm not going to spell it out for you. If you
right.
can't figure it out, you got to
no.
go home and
yeah, no, I
talk
got
to
it.
Your wife.
Got it.
give her a hug.
Got it.
But I don't know if that's what's on every guy's mind as they're giving you a hug.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like if they're going
to
give you the side hug, just go
it's
for
not.
It.
You know what I mean? I'd love to say that, but you know, I can't say that for every dude. You
for,
know what
right,
I mean?
For every dude. It's, I guess it just depends on who he is and how he wants to hug.
Right.
But like... for you, if he's gonna give you the side hug, just go for it.
Yeah.
Side hug
it up.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people who will only rock the side hug. It's like, no, I'm just gonna do the side hug. And at that point, like I said, handshake it up. Just handshake it.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Handshake.
Because it's like
it up.
The sideways, I don't know. What's the point?
Yeah. Do you feel uncomfortable with full on hugs?
No, I don't care. I just was wondering if like I don't know. The guys did.
See, because here's the problem.
I don't know.
Here's the problem. We have a friend
yeah.
who is a side hugger, but will randomly give full-on hugs.
Yes.
Right? Female.
Yes.
But when she does, she makes sure she looks like a duck and, like, sticks her shoulders into you almost. And to me, it's way more awkward.
Than just giving the full-on hug.
Just shake my hand, because you just made it really weird.
Yeah, so I guess... if
you are making it awkward.
So if the girl's going to make it awkward, just side hug it?
Yeah, or shake, high five. I don't care. Something else. Do we really need to embrace?
Because like, then it's awkward after
what's the
hug.
Point? Yeah. It's like, creepster.
I'm not going to think about this for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. I'm like, did you just like give me the shoulder bump? Like, I don't understand what that was.
So I guess use your discernment. We're sorry.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Some people are like uniform across the board. Like, I'm just going to side hug it because you never know. And that's true. There could be some discernment there. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely.
The side hug.
The side hug. It just
the
makes me laugh.
The side hug. I know. It's so... Ugh. All right. Thank you for the call. Sorry we didn't help in any way, shape, or form.
Nope.
505-338-3700. The phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Any advice to this girl? Because I'm pseudo... I don't know that we really helped her.
No, we didn't. I don't know what to... What
yeah.
to really
yeah.
think about it.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, dude. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hello?
You know, why can't we bring back the classic handshake hug? It's kind of a hybrid.
Yeah.
See, and that's me. I can't do the what's up, bro, pound fist of doom. I always suck at those, so I'm either a hugger or a handshake. Not a weird, I feel like I'm in your club now because we just spent the last 3 minutes trying to figure out how to shake hands.
Yeah, you know, and so you got the buffer of your two right arms between you, and you can throw the left arm up over the shoulder and just give a couple of pats. I think it's friendly, and it accomplishes everything. You just got to avoid the whole awkward, okay, we shook hands, I'm going for the hug, and no, they're not. Okay.
See, but that only works with dudes, because you can never, ever, ever, ever shake a girl's hand and then go in for the hug, because then the arms get in an awkward position.
Concur.
Yeah, yeah, so, right on, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What are you looking? What do you got?
I
Ooh, I like this.
I looked up hugging etiquette.
Okay.
And it's a blog, so I haven't pre-read this. So
oh, sweet.
Cool.
Sweet.
Rule number one, personal space boundaries.
Okay.
It says, huggers often have very small personal space boundaries. Personal space is the invisible area where around your body, you know,
right,
you don't
right.
want to have invaded.
Right.
For most people living in what is considered a Western civilization, personal space is approximately the circle of 20 inches around the body. For some of us, the boundary can extend. Others have less. But personal space can be based on any number of factors. So just watch out for that.
Okay. Personal space, rule number one
yes.
for boundaries as far as peeps. All right. 505-338-3700.
And rule number two, personal hygiene.
Oh, dude.
So not to be obvious, but take a shower.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are good reasons why someone shouldn't be close to someone else.
yeah.
So, you know, it's gross. Brush your teeth. Put some deodorant on.
Yeah.
Scrub the dirt off your shoulders.
I like that.
Good for you.
No, that's always good.
Rule number three, the 2 second rule. Like literally 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
So in any type of social situation where people are mingling, like meet and greet, stand up and say hi to someone. Hey,
hey,
what's up?
How's it going?
You embrace, 1, 2, pat, let go.
No, it's too long. The pat made it 3 seconds. One, two, three. See?
Okay. Huh? 1, 2 and a half.
1, 2 and a half. Okay. If you have to start counting and there's rules, I feel like the hug is
now just, it's got to be natural.
So complicated.
I mean it's kind of just like when someone's in for the long haul, they're just like, hey.
In it for the long haul.
They're like, yeah. Lots of patting and, you know, they're really embracing
yeah.
you. And then it's like, you're staring at everyone else while you're hugging this person. You're like, hey, how's it going? Get right to you.
Static.
Hey, it's me again, Evan.
Hey, Evan.
What about the hand hug instead of, you know, giving that awkward hug? You just give the hand hug.
The hand hug?
What is that?
Where you take your hand and you, I don't know, you put your thumbs around each other's hands. So
that's called like a handshake. Oh. That was weird.
Is it really?
Oh, there's,
I don't know.
Yeah,
you just
this. Ready?
Both? Oh, gross. Do you use both hands, like both of your hands? And like kind of.
No.
Oh, okay. That's like the. I just met a Japanese marketing guy from overseas. And then you do the bow.
Hygiene thing? The hygiene thing.
Yeah, man.
Who? What about the beards? Like when you hug someone, it has a full
hug.
Yeah.
Your hands like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
Oh, you know, that you like rub it against your face and you're like, hey, what's up, bro?
I guess I think I'm that guy. Great.
You are.
Great. I'm that guy.
Make sure
I'm the guy you're talking
about. Do you shampoo your beard?
I do shampoo my beard.
Then it's okay.
Okay, good. Perfect. Right on.
All right, awesome.
All right, thanks for the call, Evan. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was going to say that about the bro hug, which I think not the last call, the one before that kind of said. It's where the guys can, they start off with the handshake, but when they're really cool friends, you give that embrace, but you're still holding on to one hand type of deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
On the side hug note, working with youth, I think sometimes it was like appropriate. You had younger girls or whatever.
Definitely agree.
And you're like, hey, guys, nice to see you. And they want to give you a hug, but you're like, all right. You got to keep everything proper.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
It takes some discernment, for sure.
There's people, I guess, your close friends and wives of your close friends that you can give a good hug, and then the other ones, you got to know when.
Yeah. If we're out if me and Mitch are out on like a remote or out on location somewhere and listeners, you're right. I tend to rock the side hug.
Do you?
Yeah.
I kind of do.
The last time we were out, someone gave me a hug and it was just a full on, hey, good to see you. Glad you could stop by.
Yeah.
So she was nice though.
Yeah.
It was a girl and I'm a girl.
Yeah, there you go. Right. It was a girl too. You were in a, you know, that was kind of cool.
I wasn't worried.
But, You gotta watch out, man.
I wasn't worried. It is 2012.
So,
all right, guys, come on in.
All right, later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break, but somehow this mom's little journey has become quite the conversation, talking about hugs. Hugging etiquette?
Yes.
Coming up, actually, right around the corner as well, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. She's a hugger.
She is. She is.
She's a full
Teresa.
I see? Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, warm, happy feelings.
See, maybe it is. That's it. You just got to keep a running list.
Who's like hugger?
Just a note with
and
you.
Just
constantly.
Right before we leave you some music.
Yeah.
The first impression always makes a difference. It's like, Okay, are they a hugger? Well, I met them and they gave me a hug.
Yeah, but then it's awkward sometimes because you meet that person and you go in for the hug and they do the handshake and then you've got like the hand knife to the belly. You're
oh,
like,
we'll get
oh.
back to that.
Okay, good.
Don't
all right.
We'll get back to that.
We'll talk about that coming up right after the break. Also have some Carol Hood. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Yeah, it is.
Hello.
Good morning, 8:05. Welcome to the show.
You know, I have to say, I came in this morning and I was a little
sleepy.
I felt like all my limbs were gonna fall off my body.
All two of them?
I have four. My legs. Too.
Okay. Yeah, those are limbs.
Yeah. And so, but now I feel good because we've just been talking about hugs and talking about them has made me happy.
See, one mom in what was it, North Carolina?
Yeah.
Was tired of feeling sad.
She's from Connecticut.
Yeah, she's from Connecticut. She moved to North Carolina. She said she felt so lonely because no matter how many people she met, she missed the connection to family and friends back home because they were huggers.
Yep.
And so she challenged herself for an entire year to hug every single person she encountered and try to create that community that she missed from being back home. And it worked.
Yeah.
She felt happier. She created a community around her of friends and closeness and awesomeness. And she chronicled it and posted it. So thanks to Melinda Schmidt of Raleigh, North Carolina, because she kind of got the show going this morning, because now everybody's like, yay!
I love hugs!
Because it's true, you're right. Now, here's the thing. She made it a point to hug everyone she met.
Every day. It didn't matter about her mood at all.
So does that include, like, the teller at, like, Walmart or wherever you're shopping? Like, does that include that?
I don't know. I don't feel like it.
No? It's everyone. She said every single person she came in contact with. So maybe that would be like the person at Walmart, the person at the... Well, you can't hug the person at the bank because they'd be like, robber!
Yeah.
So I guess maybe not everyone you
meet.
Maybe
not everyone, but a good amount of everyone.
Yeah. So I don't know.
So a good percentage of that.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Now, what would be really interesting, because joining us right now in studio
is
Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. You're a hugger.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah. Talking about hugs. Now, what would be rad one morning is just to stand in the line, like wait while people are waiting to get their tray and just hug everybody who came by before they got their food. That'd be kind of cool.
Love to do that.
That'd be rad. Because I one time got to volunteer and I was the tray hander outer guy. And that's an important job. Because a smile or a good morning
totally makes their day.
Make their day. And so embracing, now see, there needs to be a door greeter before they get the tray. Like, you know how there's that first door and then they go through the door? At that door, there needs to be a hugger. I think that needs to be like a mandatory
That's actually a
volunteer.
Very good idea.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
The hugger.
It's a very good idea.
The door greeter hugger. Good morning.
We're all huggers down at the mission, you know. We deal with a lot of heartbreaking stories and situations, so we try to keep each other up with our hugs.
Yeah, it can make a person's day.
Yep.
I mean, just eye contact and a hello makes their day. And so I can't imagine a nice embrace from someone. Just, you know, that because it gives them that sense of love or belonging or that's awesome.
Someone cares.
Yeah, absolutely. So Albuquerque Rescue Mission, you guys serve breakfast and dinner 6 days a week.
Yes, we do.
And It's pretty rad. In fact, you guys could always use volunteers for that.
We can.
I loved being the tray giver outer because there's like, you know, the line where, you know, put food on the tray and then there's the one guy on the other side of the counter who actually hands the tray. And that was a rad job.
And we should make that the hugger position.
Right? I almost feel like there needs to be a secondary hugger position before that. But that would be awesome. Yeah. Free hugs for food.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
You guys are doing something amazing coming up here very, very soon. In fact, the deadline is vastly approaching. I believe it's Friday, isn't
it? Friday.
Yeah.
That's our deadline.
So you guys are collecting school supplies for the homeless children of this area?
Yes, we are.
APS is documented between 6,000 to 7,000, right?
Yep. That's right.
So, yeah, that's a lot of children that need school supplies, and you guys are going to be basically filling up backpacks with school supplies. Yep. 500 is the goal?
500 is the goal.
Okay. How are you guys doing with that so far?
We have 500 backpacks.
Okay.
We just need the school supplies that go inside.
Okay, cool.
So we're still collecting those.
Okay.
And we're getting a good response from the community.
Good. Awesome. Okay, good.
People are stepping up.
Right on. I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get them in. Friday is the deadline. That's only a couple days away. And, yeah, you guys will be handing them out here soon. So any school supplies, really. You can go to aps.edu. They have all the different levels of school supply needs for children there. You know, whether, hey, first graders, you guys need this. And so we just recently got our school supply list for our kids from the school. And so, yeah, it's that time of year. And so even if you don't have kids, man, aps.edu, I'm telling you, it'll give you a list of the things that an average child needs in that school system. And you guys are going to be handing out 500 backpacks, and it'd be great if they were stuffed with supplies that they need for the year.
If you want a neat volunteer opportunity, if you come this Saturday, we're actually going to be loading the backpacks.
Oh, cool.
With the supplies all day down at the mission. And then next Saturday, the 28th, is when we actually will give those backpacks out to the homeless children. And that is a phenomenal experience to see how grateful and happy these kids are when they get their backpacks.
We've had a lot of people on Facebook this morning talking about hugs and hugging.
Yep.
And everyone who says, I'm a hugger and I love hugs and I love to give hugs, maybe you should just sign up to volunteer for this, because what an amazing opportunity to hand a kid a backpack and a hug.
Yep.
You are loved. Jesus loves you.
Awesome.
Here's some awesomeness right here. ABQRescue.org for all the information. And if you posted on Facebook this morning, we're talking about hugs, we're posting on our Facebook page right now. So get there, like us, and make sure you check out all the details for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission as far as how you can get involved, how you can help out, and stuff in backpacks this weekend and next week, and handing them out to the homeless children of Albuquerque.
Oh, it's a blessing.
Man.
It really is.
Did you guys put little toys in them, too?
You know what? Maybe? We got little Bible color books for the younger kids. And for the older kids, we have some Bible-based books that we've put in the backpacks with the supplies.
So I like that. All right.
It's pretty neat.
Good. Ah, I love it. So make sure you get involved. Don't just listen and get the warm, fuzzy feeling right now. Get involved somehow. ABQRescue.org or 346-HOPE, the phone number, and stuff in backpacks this weekend. So a couple days left to get your school supplies into the Albuquerque Rescue Mission so that we can stuff these backpacks for the homeless children in the APS school system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there it is.
There it is.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. As always, Teresa, thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you, and God bless.
Yeah. And then we'll talk soon, because obviously this is going to be over within the next week or so. But you guys are open all year round and are constantly doing things.
Yeah. Now we're going to turn around and start a sock drive.
Oh, cool.
One of your favorite topics.
Of course.
Love socks. Socks. Yeah, love socks.
Unless people wear normal white socks, and then
we had this conversation
a hard time all the time.
We had this conversation.
Even
there
though
are other
they're
ways.
They're comfortable, and they're totally cool.
And so are other socks.
Yeah, whatever.
So
white socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's cool. It's okay if you wear white socks. I'm just saying
there are
other ways. Oh my gosh. That's too far.
They're just socks. Yeah, there you go. ABQRescue.org or 346-HOPE, the phone number. So school supplies, and while you're there, grab some socks so we can gear up for the next ABQ Rescue mission event. So
thank you.
There it is. Thank you, Teresa, so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Right now, got some Kai Kai, song called Knowing This. Hey, man, if you're a hugger and you've been involved in the conversation this morning, get involved with the rescue mission. Give some kids some hope.
Yeah.
Love.
awesomeness.
There you go.
All right. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hello.
8:20 now on your Wednesday. We're halfway through the week.
We are.
Yeah.
Kind of went quickly.
Yeah, I like it. It's nice.
It's, yeah.
It's nice.
It's aight.
It's aight. My head is really cold.
Good.
Yeah.
You did shave your head.
I did, like full on. It's actually really, yeah. I did it because it's really hot
outside. I can see your hairline.
So. Oh, man. I'm going to have to start tanning my head.
That's disgusting.
And I'm pretty sure that could kill you.
I don't know. I think there's a number of things that can kill you, but yeah. Not hugs.
Yeah. No?
Or
if you got into a like bear hug argument with a real bear, that could kill you.
Yeah, but that's not the person. That's not the thing I want to hug.
Or if you had a nice big hug from an anaconda or a boa constrictor, those are some serious hugs. They could crush you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if those are hugs.
But it's squeezing you. That's like what a hug is. It's an embrace. And that's just a really serious embrace.
They're super serious about
that. Just admit that I just proved you wrong. And we can move on.
As if we can move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're right. You
Yay!
Proved me wrong. Let's move on.
I'm the winner.
Okay. Get over
Yay!
It.
All right. Aww. Anyways, okay. So talking about hugs.
Yes.
It's hilarious. We've been talking about something as simple as the hug, and it's spawned a pretty big conversation. It started with Melinda Schmidt of Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a mom and a blogger who completed a year-long hugging event.
Yep.
I don't know. She says, hugging has become part of my life. She did this video called 365 Days of Hugs. By day 100 of her hugging journey, she had hugged 1,000 people, according to this article. And basically, she wanted to just feel better, I guess. She said, quote, when I moved to North Carolina, I felt so lonely because no matter how many people I met, I was missing the connection to family and friends back home where we hugged often. So I challenged myself for an entire year to hug everyone I encountered and try to create that community that I miss from being back home. So she says everyone she encountered. So that literally
That's
would
like
be
like the cashier,
the Starbucks chick, the, you know what I mean? Like everyone.
The door greeter.
Like, hey. Bro, hugs. Oh, yeah. Like when you walk in, there's usually like the older person. Like,
I feel like they should have a hug.
Yeah.
They're the ones who deserve it.
Well, they're hugging you with their words, welcoming you.
And smiles.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
So glad you're here.
Yeah.
And then I'm glad you're here too, door greeter.
So hugs is her way she got, I guess, happier.
Mm-hmm.
It made her life better.
Yeah.
She had a more positive attitude. So what could you do to have a better attitude?
Yeah.
Hugs, I mean, really, I guess, is it for her.
Yeah, I feel like hugs is it for a lot of people.
I know. You have a lot of comments on Facebook.
I do. I already read JD's, but I'm going to revisit it.
Okay.
He says, I love hugs until someone other than my wife's nose touches my neck. He gets the weird reflex where he just wants to knee them in the gut.
Especially if it's a cold nose.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, cold nose on the neck.
That's weird.
Yeah?
Okay, so that I understand. And Nina, I feel like Nina has a good answer for the girl that called.
Wisdom, bro.
It's wisdom.
She's always bringing the wisdom. So
if you're still listening, girl who called about 45 minutes ago, here's your answer. Nina says, oh, yes, I'm a hugger and proud of it. It depends on who the person is that I'm hugging on what type of hug they get. I also respect my discernment in if first meeting a person and it's obvious to me if they want a hug or not because I don't want to offend or distance that person. She says, when I was a teacher's aide in middle school, it was against policy to hug the kids. I consistently broke the rules with side hugs because a lot of kids don't get hugs at home. For me, the way I hug and whom I hug depends on the discernment of the Holy Spirit.
I like that answer.
So I like that answer.
Good answer right there.
Yep.
She's bringing it back to kids.
Not
with hugs.
With hugs. Bringing it back to kids.
Because they needed love.
Yes.
Right?
True that.
Yep.
Star says, full on hugger. A big hug makes you feel like you love and care.
Like you're loved and cared.
Loved and cared. Got
like
it.
Your. Like your.
But then it says love.
Grammar.
And care.
Yeah. Not you.
Oh, okay.
Static.
Hey, Steve-O, Mitch.
Hey.
Carlos from Santa Fe.
Carlos, hey,
Carlos
from Santa Fe. What up, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
You guys are talking about hugs. You know, it's funny. We went to go see Sidewalk Prophets this past weekend up in Albuquerque.
And, yeah.
The lead singer there was talking about a lady down at one of the churches down in, I think, Texas, that that was part of her ministry, that everybody just looked forward to getting a hug from this lady, both coming into the door and leaving the service, and that that was just part of her ministry. And he said, you know, you would line up to talk to the pastor once in a while, but you would always wait for that hug. And it was like a tight hug, one of those that,
yeah,
you know, she takes your breath away and stuff. But I thought that was kind of a cool story that he said.
I like that, man. I think that's important because you got like the greeters. What if everybody just greeted with a hug? Hey. Because you're right. Scripture does say to greet one another with a holy kiss.
So just hug now.
So that's like the,
that's like today's hug.
It's a different culture, obviously. So
definitely.
I don't know. Yeah. Right on, Los.
Anyway, take care.
All right, man.
Nate says, this is funny. He says, hug a thug is weird because I've done it. Weirdest hug ever. Inmate when he worked at the jail, saw him at a restaurant, smiled, walked up to him and hugged him. He says, and not a side hug. So why can't people in the church just hug if I can hug an inmate?
Truth. Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
There you go.
Wow.
Ted says, depends on the person. But for certain acquaintances, it's usually just the one arm pat hug.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, back pat. Pat.
Okay.
I just feel like that's, if I get the pat, I'm like, oh. So I guess we're not really that close.
Yeah, it's kind of like the, oh, you really think this is awkward, don't you?
Yeah. Cool.
Now we have to have a conversation. Like, you know they're feeling awkward.
Yeah.
And now, like, usually when you hug someone, especially, like, in the, like, the beginning of a conversation, and they give you the pat, you're like, this is going to be the weirdest conversation ever now.
Yep.
Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now I'm consumed by it.
Yeah, let's see. Philippe says, I'm a top hugger with...
Okay.
What is that? 1.90 meters. Oh, I guess this is how he measures himself. Oh, meters. Right?
Good job, you.
Is that it?
Yeah, meters.
Okay, so with how tall he is, he's not the average in his country. He says, I do hug everyone above the shoulders, and I love it.
See, there you go. See,
so it depends on your height.
He doesn't feel ripped off, because you were saying earlier, since you're short, you get to go for like the ribs, basically, of everyone.
Torso. That's just where I'm at, the torso.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I guess if you're used to hugging over the shoulders, it's cool. Like, that's your thing. You've got this down. But me, when I have to hug over the shoulders, I'm like, there's your neck. Hey. Ted says, I'll side hug a tree.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Jennifer says, go figure, it was fellow North Carolina. Carolinian.
Carolinian.
To do a year's worth of hugging. Haha.
Because they're friendly.
Because they're so friendly.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Carolina.
Brian, He-Man hugs for all. This needs to be clarified.
He-Man hugs?
What is a He-Man? Is that
He-Man hugs? I have no idea.
I don't know.
By the power of Grayskull, every time you hug somebody, you say, by the power of Grayskull.
What is that?
He-Man! He-Man!
Who is He-Man?
What? Who are you?
I don't know.
He-Man!
But I need a hug now.
He's the master of the universe? Hello?
God?
He's not God. He has a weird yellow bowl cut, and he doesn't wear a shirt, and he's got a sword, and his arch nemesis is Skeletor, and he rides a tiger, and he's got a castle called Grayskull. Gives him power, and it's starting to get weird. He-Man!
Who is He-Man?
Oh, you make me sad.
Was he in a movie recently?
He's going to be, because they're remaking everything from the 80s. It was a cartoon in the 80s, just like Transformers or G.I. Joe.
Okay.
He's probably the next in line to get a remake. Yeah, He-Man.
I have no idea. I have no man. No idea.
He-Man.
Ah.
He was a cartoon in the 80s that now going back, it's really cheesy. But when I was a kid, it was like, yes, dude, He-Man. Actually, the funny thing is I wasn't allowed to watch He-Man.
Really?
For that very reason, because it was He-Man, the master of the universe.
Right.
And my mom was like, yes, Jesus, master of the universe. Can't watch that show. And I was like, but it's just a cartoon and he's not really the master of the universe. Yeah, but he says he is and he's not. Oh. Okay, cool. But it's just a dude with like a yellow bowl cut.
Maybe that's
hair
why you think it's cool, because your mom didn't ever let you watch it.
Well, it started that way, but then like within a year, it was totally, yeah, dude, I don't know.
Okay, so I don't know. Does he give really good hugs?
I guess.
Okay.
He was an embracer? I don't know. Paul in Houston says, Jesus said, even if you think about hugging someone, it's no different than if you actually hugged them. Also, I wouldn't want to face hug an alien, even
to even give me a side hug, a face hugger alien.
Yeah.
Got it. I totally screwed up that joke.
That's okay.
Thebes says don't hug a leper. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But I don't know. It's the embrace. You just, you know, embracing. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
See, Melissa says only give Brian her husband hugs and her family hugs.
Okay.
I don't know.
See, some people just don't do it. Micah says I'd rather give high fives.
And that's cool.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, high five.
Yeah, I if someone's a high fiver, they got to initiate that because it's not something I'm like, hey, oh, okay.
Oh, high five. See, if somebody comes up to high five me, I'd be like, boom, on my way into the hug. Bam, there it is.
Take that.
Best of both worlds. You get the high five into the hug.
That's so...
The five hug.
So you throw them off just because they threw you off in the beginning.
Yeah, I tried to.
It's called it's vengeance, weird, and right? That's not okay.
It's not vengeance. It's just a hug.
You're giving vengeance.
I don't know.
Walker says, I give guys manly full hugs only. Guy side hugs are super weird.
Yeah, dude.
Really? Have you ever had a...
Like a guy? If you side hug a dude, yeah. I don't know.
Hey, man.
Hey, bro.
Like, it's just weird because...
I stand by you. Just hug it out, man.
It's just...
Pat, pat, peace. We're good.
It's one of those things. Because when you give side hugs, it's like... You don't look at each other. You just look forward.
Right.
Have a conversation while you're, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. Because then you're cheek to cheek.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's like, hey. That's almost weirder than.
Yeah. Truth be told, it is weirder.
Yeah.
Just saying. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're done.
Yeah.
Well, we're here.
Well, we're here, but now here's Flatfoot 56.
So. Yeah, there you go. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Oh, hey.
8:42 now. Heard from Demon Hunter. Also some Thrice right before that. Yeah. We've been talking about hugs all morning. What are you giggling at?
At TJ.
Oh.
Just giggling.
Giggling?
That's funny.
Yeah, we've been talking hugs and, or at least one mom and how she found joy.
Yes.
She changed her surroundings.
Yeah.
It's like Pastor Nate Heitzig always says. Have you ever heard his thermometer thermostat thing?
No, his analogy?
Yeah.
No.
You're one of two things. Either you're a thermostat or you're a thermometer. And a thermometer can tell you what the temperature is in the room, but it can do nothing else. It just tells you what things are like in your surroundings.
Yeah.
And a thermostat can actually change the temperature of the dynamic of the room. And so he says he always wants to be a thermostat. Huh?
Ah, look at that.
Changing things?
I'll be a thermostat. I'll try and be a thermostat.
So the way this mom was a thermostat is she just started hugging everybody.
Aww.
And everybody got, like, joyous.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
All right. Okay.
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Give him a hug. Give him a hug.
Hey, bro. Hey. Hug. Pat, pat.
No. That's not how it is.
Oh.
No, actually, I just found out.
Oh.
Reading TJ's. Cool. I'm going to go ahead and read the whole thing.
Okay.
He says, Steve-O, you said a couple of times in regards to guy hugs that it's pat-pat release.
Right. You hug?
Wrong.
Pat-pat.
Wrong.
Really?
Wrong. He says, it's pat-pat-pat release.
Three pats?
The three pats are Morse code between two men, meaning I don't like guys. I'm not gay.
Ah.
That's what he says.
Which is what he says, quote.
Quote, end quote, I'm not gay.
Ah, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That's really Morse code.
Yeah.
I never knew that. I wasn't in the military.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. But you went to NIMI.
I did go to NIMI. I did. Will.
I feel like.
William.
When you're hugging guys, it's not three pats, but it's like one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
And then you're out.
Maybe a couple more.
Okay, cool. Then.
Yeah. It's an embrace.
It's an embrace.
Like a bro? Like you gotta, you're just...
It's an embrace.
An embrace?
An embrace.
Wow. So that's how this mom basically found joy or cheer in her surroundings by hugging people and saying, hey, this is how I'm going to change everything. Because she moved. She was lonely. There was... People weren't as friendly or as happy.
Yeah.
So she thought, all right, here's what I can do to change my surroundings. So the question now is, moving on a little bit.
A little.
You know, from hugs, unless this is how you roll. How can you be a thermostat in your surrounding? How can you change the environment around you? What could you do? Or what do you do? Maybe it's a work situation, Maybe it's a family situation, but how do you change the temperature in your surrounding for the better?
You know, it's, I feel like it's really easy to be the follower in that situation. Like, so-and-so's mood sucks right now, and I totally see why. My mood's going to suck now, too, even though I came in a great mood.
Right. Or when you're tired in the morning, see, it's tough because if we're both tired, then we're both just like, I know, right? This sucks, right?
Wish I was
so
sleeping.
So tired. So how do we do that? How do we become?
Well,
usually one or the other, right?
Yeah.
Like one of us will come in exhausted and the other one's like, what up?
And hey! Another person's like, shut up. You're like, no! Woo! If I'm feeling like you're really sad, I usually be like, make you skip. I'm like,
yeah,
you skip.
Oh,
skip
the
down
worst.
The hall. Skip.
Skip. Skip. Do the, yeah. You're like that person, and you're like poking and prodding and like, hey, let's do this. Yeah. I'm so excited. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Yeah. But it throws me off when I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally understand why he hates his life every morning. And
wow,
I come in
thanks.
And I'm, no. Well, like the mornings that you're sad
happy?
And tired. Those are the mornings I'm happy. But when I come in, I'm like tired, and all I want to do is go to sleep. You're like, hey! I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so thrown off right now.
Yeah. You're like, no, you're supposed to be in a bad mood with me.
So how are you being a thermostat?
Yeah, how are you being a thermostat? How are you changing the temperature around you? This one mom decided she was going to hug it out.
She went for it. She made a
decision.
She
went for it.
She went through it.
Yeah, I was reading the story yesterday about a dude who, well, sadly, no longer with us.
Oh.
But before he left, he wanted to change the temperature around him as well.
Okay.
And one way to do that, he decided to come clean about some things.
Oh.
And sometimes, I mean, Bible talks about that as well, like confessing one to another and confessing sins or past what's the word I'm looking for? Transgressions?
Transgressions.
Actually can lift your... That's why I think a lot of times when people are like, I feel so guilty, so I'm going to tell everyone everything I've ever done in my entire life.
And always. I'm just
gonna, yeah, always. And then it's like, awkward,
yeah.
Right? Sometimes, but a man, apparently, Val Rocky Patterson, he died from throat cancer on July 10th. But before he passed away, he decided to write his own obituary in the first person. So it was published in the Salt Lake Tribune, and in this kind of lighthearted tone. Sounds like something I would do, actually,
because
that would be rad. Writing my own obituary.
So
yeah, because I don't want people to be like depressed and sad when I die, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be stoked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, do you know where I'm going?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be really that sad. It's going to be like this happy, wonderful, yay, forever thing.
But it said so-and-so survived by blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And like, oh.
Right? So Patterson's obituary got published in the Salt Lake Tribune. It was this really awesome, lighthearted tone, described him being banned for life from Disneyland and SeaWorld San Diego. Also, he got a doctorate degree from the University of Utah he received, and he came clean that it was actually a paperwork mistake and that he didn't even know what the letters PhD stood for. He also attested to a secret rebellious side. He said, quote, now to that really mean park ranger, after all, it was me that rolled those rocks onto your geyser and ruined it. I did notice a few years later that you did get Old Faithful working again. In addition, he confessed to a mystery that's more than 40 years old. He says, quote, as it turns out, I am the guy who stole the safe from the Motor View Drive-In back in June 1971. I could have left that unsaid, but I wanted to get it off my chest.
Oh, my gosh.
His wife of 33 years, Mary Jane, told the TV station that every word of the obituary is absolutely true, including his remorse over his smoking habit and how he felt it had cut his life short. In his obituary, he said, quote, my regret is that I felt invincible when I was young and smoked cigarettes when I knew they were bad for me. Now, to make it worse, I've robbed my beloved Mary Jane of a decade or more of the two of us growing old together and laughing at the thousands of simple things that we have come to enjoy and fill our lives with such happy words and moments. He requested that his family not hold a funeral or burial for him, but instead a celebration of his life will be held in casual dress among those who actually knew him. So that's really cool. Writes his own obituary.
I like that.
Comes clean on some things. Hey, I did this. I'm interested to know what got him banned for life from Disneyland and SeaWorld San Diego.
Swimming with the dolphins.
Yeah, but pretty amazing stuff right there. So wrote his obituary, and so they threw a party, basically. I'm sure there were still people like absolutely bummed out.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that would make it better or worse. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because at the same time, if you knew him and you read these words, it's like, man, I'm really going to miss that dude because he was awesome.
Obviously funny.
He was hilarious.
Obviously.
Yeah, exactly. And so we've been talking about this one mom who brought hugs. This dude wrote his own obituary, kind of trying to lighten the mood because he knew he was going to die soon, and trying to help his friends out and just give him a pick-me-up at his funeral.
He became a thermostat and set the temperature for his own funeral.
Exactly. I love it. Pastor Nate Heitzig always says this. You're one of two things. You're a thermometer, and you can tell the temperature of the room but do nothing about it, or you're a thermostat. You can change the temperature of the room. So what are you doing to be a thermostat? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Got some Death Cab for Cutie. That's on the way next. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Static Radio. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Steve Owen, Mitch.
Hola.
And Billiam.
Hey.
That's my favorite part.
Yep.
Hey.
That's all I'm good for.
Hanging with you on your, Wednesday? Thermostat, dude. We were asking about this. It's so funny because we talked about hugs and how that can really change someone's attitude and their day and just make it brighter. 28 comments.
Yeah.
On how awesome that is. And so we're like, yeah, what else could you do to like change your surrounding? That's pretty much what we got.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is what I believe you're looking for. The left channel crickets.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Billion's
I forgot
here.
That you're actually a better like cricket
well,
track
we
than
we
our
need
actual
to record
crickets
that.
Track. Yeah. It's good.
Oh, yeah. Well,
can you do that for like a minute straight?
If you want me to.
I mean,
I believe in you.
A couple albums ago, The Echo and Green did a song called... what's that song called? I can sing it, but I don't remember the name of it. Anyways, it starts off with crickets.
Uh-huh.
And Joey actually went into his backyard with a mic. And, like, tried to get, and then every time you get close to crickets, of course, they shut up. So he had to like silently sit there all recon style and wait for them to start again and recorded crickets in his backyard. That's actually how he got those sounds.
So sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. True story.
I love that.
Yeah.
The things you have to do to get what you need.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. We were talking about a few things. A mom out in Carolina, the NC, she moved there from Connecticut, and she said people weren't as friendly. It just her surrounding kind of sucked, and so she decided to take an entire year where she hugged every single person she encountered, and not only did it make her surroundings better, she just felt happier in general, and so hugs. And so, Pastor Nate Heitzig always says, you know, thermostat versus thermometer, what are you going to be? You know, thermometer can tell you the temperature of a room, but can do nothing to change said temperature in the room.
I feel like you have to consciously be the thermostat.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm always the thermometer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it kind of sucks around here today.
Me. And a thermostat, you're like, bro, it's cold. Ding, 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 ding. Turn it up to 70, right?
Not in here. Everything would explode.
Everything would explode because we have really crazy expensive
So wear
gear.
A jacket.
Yeah. I'm wearing a hoodie in July.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoodies. I have jackets stashed away in the office just so I can like not freeze while I'm here.
Yeah. It's really warm outside, but it's kind of, drastically cold in here because we have so much computer equipment. But the idea is, what can you do?
That doesn't make us sad.
No.
Because we have to be thermostats for ourselves in our minds.
Wow. You're a thermostat in your mind's eye.
Yeah.
But really, I think part of me, like when I come into work and I'm grumpy because it's 5:30 in the morning and we're both tired, I think I kind of have to turn on the, hey, I'm just so excited. Like a fake it till you make it type thing, right?
But it totally... It
works.
My mom loves writing, and she wrote an article one time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think it was like something about like selling her motorcycle or something. I don't remember.
Makes me sad.
I know. But it was, it's hard to cry if you're smiling. That was the name of her article.
No, it isn't. Look.
It looks
you kind of
it looks awkward, right?
Yeah,
you kind of make an awkward smile face anyway. When you're
it's a downward smile, also known as a frown.
No, nobody really frowns.
I
when
do.
They cry. Really?
Mm-hmm.
What are you like four?
Yeah.
Those are called crocodile tears, and that doesn't count. Because when you cry normally, you kind of do this grimace, like, but it's almost like a smile.
Well, yeah, sometimes like I, when someone's crying hysterically, I like have to take a minute to make sure they're not laughing first. Because I don't want to approach that situation improperly.
Incorrectly, yeah. You embrace them for a hug, and they're like, "Bro, what's wrong with you? Just watching a YouTube video was hilarious." Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What are you doing to change the temperature in your surrounding? Maybe, you know, you work somewhere where it's a hostile environment. I've worked at plenty of those places where you seriously purposely have to, like, just make sure you have your attitude ready to roll because whether it's that certain person, the Debbie Downer that you work around, that everything is just gloom and doom and suck. And you kind of have to have a positive attitude with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. That's actually engraved on my iPad because it's a constant reminder to me, like, I have to change my attitude. I have to constantly rejoice because if I don't have that joyous attitude, happiness is a fleeting emotion. It's going to go away. And if you're counting on your emotions to carry you through, you're not always going to feel happy. So
you kind of have to rely on the Lord.
Yeah, dude. What's Juliana say?
She says, I asked the question, so what are you doing to be a thermostat?
Yeah.
We asked that question. She said, smiling and I make eye contact and ask how the person is doing. A simple, how are you doing today? Can go a long way. It usually puts a smile on people's faces, even if they're not doing well.
Yeah.
And I totally learned this a year and a half of reception work.
Yeah.
That this is always, like, even if I walked in, I was like not doing well, smiling, like, hey, how are you? And people, you know,
yeah.
Some people can be real, like, oh, I'm not doing too well today. Oh, why? What's going on? But usually I end up like, hey, God is good.
Yeah.
So we're able to, you know, fall back on that one.
I think eye contact is huge.
That's how I got my first job.
Really? Do tell.
Seriously, I was working at a place where they sell sandwiches.
Okay.
And I had no work experience. I had just turned 16. Mm-hmm. I needed a job to make money for my choir activities.
Your singing career?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you know, I didn't have a car. I was just, you know, I needed a job. And she said, you know, you don't have any experience. And I had really, really, really crooked teeth.
Okay.
And so this goes hand in hand.
Okay, we're tracking with you.
I would cover my mouth and talk like this to people.
Because you were like nervous? Or
yeah,
what?
because I didn't want them to see my teeth. Because
you're like, wow, Jewel.
Exactly. I was like a monster.
These
teeth.
Games. Yeah.
And she said, but I like that you make eye contact.
Oh,
so I'm going to go ahead and bring you on board. And I was like, really? Eye contact?
And our last can opener broke, so when we get new, when we need new tuna.
I got braces there shortly after.
I'm nothing wrong with Jewel. She's a talented singer.
But this is me. This is my life.
I'm sorry.
Not talking about
I'm sorry,
Jewel.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, eye contact with totally like makes people feel connected.
Yeah.
Like, hey.
I don't know. When someone makes too long of eye contact with me, I just get uncomfortable.
Why are you staring at me?
The lingering eyes.
What are you thinking? Yeah.
There's eye contact etiquette as well. Like, right now, like...
Truth.
Okay, so...
Truth.
So, hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
I feel like 2 seconds of eye contact is extreme, and then you gotta, like, divert your attention somewhere else, and then come back to it, and then go somewhere else, you know? Kind of just keep making the rounds with the room.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. I see, and if I don't have eye contact, 9 times out of 10, I'll be completely honest, I'm probably not paying attention to the conversation. Especially if I'm playing video games or like writing an email or doing anything else in the world. If there's no eye contact, you've learned this the hard way, Mitch.
Yeah.
I have to have eye contact with you or else I've missed 3/4 of our conversation.
Yeah, like yesterday, the story we're talking about, this guy who he kind of got a few things off his chest through his obituary. He wrote
right.
his obituary
yeah.
and admitted a few things, and which brought us to this subject. I read this story to you.
Yeah.
From my desk. I was like, oh, this guy, this is so cool. And like literally an hour and a half later, you're talking on the phone. You're like, hey, I found this story. You like throw it at me. I'm like, that's so cool.
And I had printed it out from a different website. Hey, I found this. We should talk about this tomorrow.
I found awesome. This. Cool. Here's the story I found an hour and a half earlier.
When I told you about,
I read
like
it to
idiot.
You.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I have to make eye contact. I'm doing seven things at once here. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can't.
It's hard work checking Facebook all day.
I know, right? So we asked the question, so what are you doing to be a thermostat?
Yeah.
TJ says, reading DC Talk's Jesus Freaks book has shown me how trivial my problems are.
It's word.
It's given me perspective in life. I'm probably more easygoing now. People around me probably enjoy that. So don't take yourself too seriously type thing.
Well,
and, you know,
I own all of them.
Really?
And I'm not a DC Talk fan. You guys know where I stand. I get it. I understand that they were like, you know, big and instrumental in continuing along the Christian music scene, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big fan. However, these books are, it's like Fox's Book of Martyrs.
Right.
The entire book is a collection of these people who have lived and died for their faith. And it's like, hey, here's a dude in Somalia who blah, 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 blah. And they never end well. So I you can't just read those. I have to like read a few and then like, okay, now I'm going to go hug my wife, you know, because it's like, it is a reminder that, one, we don't have it bad here in America, and two, what are we really doing for our faith? But, it's one of those, like, hey, this is what happens on a regular basis, so when you're frustrated because you're like, oh, man, Dish Network dropped AMC. How am I going to watch the premiere of Breaking Bad Season 5? My life sucks.
I totally understand what Job was going through now.
I totally get it, man. That persecution of AMC. That sucks, man.
That's a major first world problem.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So, and then you go read something like that, and you're like, oh, word, yeah, I don't have any problems whatsoever.
Cool.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
What are you doing to be a thermostat? Changing the temperature in your surroundings. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Yeah.
No.
Static Radio.
Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hey there.
9:30 now. It is Wednesday. We are in the home stretch of the show.
Yeah.
Talking about how you're going to be a thermometer in the surroundings.
How you're going
to... Let's take a call. Static.
I was wondering if I could make a shout out to my brother for a birthday.
Yeah, dude.
His name is Jedediah Fernando, and the shout-out's coming from his brother, Jeremiah Fernando.
Booyah.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could announce it or something.
Well, you just did.
Oh, I did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Right on, man.
Well, happy birthday, big brother, and love you lots. God bless. And to everybody out on Static listening, this is a good radio station. Keep on listening. Does a lot for you. Does a lot for your life. Changed my life. Guess that's it.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That guy gets the...
Oh!
Nice call.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. I like that a lot.
Giving a shout out to his big brother.
To his big brother.
That's so nice.
On his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we could do the, you know... Hey, shout out to the birthday boy. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday from Static Radio. Can you do like an announcer voice?
I don't know.
Try. Come on.
I just want to give a big shout out to everyone having a happy birthday.
What is that? Who are you?
I don't know. What do I have to do? Do I have to get this really nasally?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that? I don't know how chick announcer voice works.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, ready?
Okay. What do I do?
We'll do birthday shout-outs. Do you know anybody whose birthday it is today?
Yeah. Today is July 18th, and there's so many famous birthdays happening, so I should probably look it up.
Okay.
Right now.
You're going to look it up?
Yeah.
We're going to do, like, famous birthdays?
Maybe. Yeah. Just hold on one second. Can we fill in the time? Because
Google is slow.
Google.
Is this
I don't know if it's Google. It might just be Wi-Fi. Today is the 18th. Today's going to happen.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. I want the best, like, pukey radio voice ever. All right?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
We just want to give a happy birthday shout out to Vin Diesel, who turned 45 today. Next up, we have Nelson Mandela, who's a former politician, prisoner, elected president of South Africa in 1994. He is 94 today.
Keep going.
Okay. Next, here's a big one. Big in history. His name is John Glenn. He's an astronaut and senator went back into space at the age of 77. He sent a Guinness Book of World Records, ladies and gentlemen.
What is that voice?
I'm just really happy to be alive today. That's what I was going to go for.
I like that.
Because usually I'm pretty monotonous.
Monotonous? That's monotone.
Monotonous. What's monotonous mean?
Monotonous? I don't know. Just like, it's monotonous. It's mundane. Thinking.
I'm pretty boring.
It's like, man.
I feel like I'm pretty boring.
Monotone.
Kristen Bell. You didn't let me announce Kristen Bell.
Oh, sorry.
Here at Static Radio, we want to give a big shout out to Kristen Bell, who's on Veronica Mars, Gossip Girl, and a slew of other great movies. She loves slaws. Happy birthday, Kristen Bell.
Why don't you use that voice more often? That is hilarious. I love it. That is the best worst radio voice in the universe.
Thank you.
Static.
Oh, I'm sorry. She sounds like the girl from Chuck E. Cheese.
That's exactly it right there.
Chuck E. Cheese.
All right, everybody. Chucky's coming out in just a few minutes to wish everybody a happy birthday.
Get those smiles ready.
Thanks for the call, man. All right. That is amazing. Where has that voice been hiding?
Right here in my heart.
Dude, when this job totally tanks, and it's going to eventually, you can totally go to Chuck E. Cheese and be the birthday announcer person.
Yeah, and it could be my ministry.
There you go. I love it. I'm down with that.
Okay.
Static.
Hey, what's up? This is Jeanette.
Hi.
Hi, Jeanette.
I just got off work, and I heard you guys talking about birthday shout-outs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to shout-out to my older brother, Jedediah Fernando.
What?
He turned 22 today.
Your brother just called to wish him a happy birthday as well.
2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Which brother? Jeremiah, Jameson, Zachariah?
No, wait, say the first one.
Jeremiah?
I think it might have been Jeremiah.
For your brother who?
Jameson or Zachariah?
Whose birthday
is it
today?
It's Jeremiah's birthday today.
Okay, so it was Jeremiah that called, I think. That sounds the most familiar.
Yeah, he came in, he called in, just gave a shout out to his older brother.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out to the Fernando family for listening.
Thanks for listening, and you guys love each other, very obviously.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
What's his name?
He's like Jedediah.
Dude. Jedediah. It's
Jedediah.
Jedediah's birthday?
Yeah, it's Jedediah's birthday today.
It's a pretty cool name.
And what's your name?
Jeanette.
Okay. They just had to go for the J's, huh?
It's a bunch of J's.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the 4 J's with the Z.
I like that. Dude. Is there a Jezekiah?
No, there's a Zachariah.
Oh, Zachariah. So it's got to have the Arias then. That's good, because I thought they all had to start with J and then have a Z in them, and then I'd be worried for you, because then they'd be running out, and they're like, Jezebel?
No!
No, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Yep.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. All right.
Hey there.
Shout out to the Fernando family.
And Jedediah, who turns
22 today.
22 today.
At least I think that's what his sister Jezebel said.
Happy birthday, Jedediah.
That's right. That's all I've got. It's awful. I'm going to go punch myself in the face now.
Yeah,
so,
it hurts.
All right, there you go.
It hurts.
I like that you've got like a new voice now.
Yeah.
New radio voice. You just found it.
It was thanks to you.
Now we can prank call other people.
Okay, I have to talk like that the whole time.
We do, and we're going to.
Okay.
Yeah. Got some Chirac for you now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
That's right. Check out Culture Shock at our website, MyStaticRadio.com. It's Steve-O and Mitch, and we are just about done.
Hello.
No. Okay, so there's a tour coming through right now. A school. They're coming back here.
I don't see them yet.
Okay. Billiam, I think, is going to give the tour. Okay. Okay, here's the deal. We just discovered that you have the funniest fake radio voice in the universe. So when they come back here, you have to talk in that voice the entire time.
Okay.
You cannot break character.
Okay, I won't.
I'm serious.
Yes, sir.
This is really important.
Okay,
Mitch.
Hold on. Let me. I have to put up my fourth wall. Like,
okay. Get right. Put up your fourth wall.
Well, it's like the like you know. So it's like drama. I can't break the fourth wall.
Static.
Out.
Hey, Steve, are you guys going to be out on the street corner somewhere today?
We should be, huh?
We should be.
Yeah, that's the rumor I've heard.
Giving hugs?
Giving hugs and static decals?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you say, boss? Throw that card.
Pretty sure we will be. What area of town do you live in?
Actually, I live in Los Alamos. I'm driving down to Albuquerque for the day.
Oh, okay.
Dude, right on.
So, wherever.
Yeah. Rumor has it we're going to be out and about from 11 to noon.
11?
I mean, noon to 1.
Like, wow,
no, wait.
Totally,
when?
12 to... Oh, we could, 11, we're obviously 30 to very, 12:30.
We're obviously very 12
to
organized.
1. 12 to 1.
Yeah.
From 12 to 1.
On the corner of Central and Richmond.
Okay.
Central
on
and...
Richmond.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thanks.
Right on, man.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. We were actually there last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
So I guess we're going back?
I just got nervous.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what to say. Because originally we were going to be out front of that other... joint that
yeah
but I don't remember the name of this yeah okay
I see kids
you see kids,
I see kids.
Okay Mitch I'm serious because they're gonna come back here and most of them probably have never heard the show right because
okay.
It's a school tour
yeah
so usually it's the parent or the mom who's listens to the show
yeah
and so then what you're gonna do is
scare them and be like Chuck E. Cheese
no all just right. Get in character now ready
all right it's gonna be a good day it's been a great morning
it's been a fantastic show.
I've really enjoyed today I'm just gonna interrupt you a lot that's what I'm gonna do
okay
and so we talked about hugs today
we did talk about
we
hugs.
Also talked about birthdays
yep
and being a thermostat
right now
rather,
what, okay
rather
don't break character
rather than being a thermometer
which just tells the temperature of the room
yeah and you don't want to just tell the temperature you want to raise the roof with your fiery personality.
Here they come. Okay, I'm serious. Do not break character. If you break character, I'm going to be so mad. No laughing.
Don't look at me.
Don't laugh, Mitch. You're going to blow it.
I haven't been in drama in a really long time. My
oh,
improv.
Coming back here. Wonder if they're in a gang because they're all wearing red t-shirts.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Or they're big fans of the band Red. Yeah. Oh, it's the same teacher from yesterday.
Same. Oh, so that means she knows.
That means she already knows your voice. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you to open the door right now and welcome them with your crazy voice. Ready? Mitch, don't laugh! You have to be serious.
Okay.
I will totally do pukey radio voice with you the whole time. All right?
I'm not ready.
All right, Steve-O and Mitch, we're hanging out. Get ready for a tour coming in studio right now.
Yeah, these little kids are wearing a lot of red today, so I think that means that they're happy. Here we
you
go.
You are throwing me off.
Oh, wait, they're in the K&KT room right now.
Oh, come on.
Okay, but they're over across the hall.
I want them to come in studio.
Will! Hey!
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay, ready? Wait, I got to get in character. Okay, ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Hello!
All right, hey, welcome to Static Radio. Come on in, everybody.
So good to see you guys this morning. Looking really red, aren't you?
All right, you guys excited to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys
yeah.
are. All right. How many guys listen to Static Radio? Anybody? All right.
You listen?
Two of the 12. All right.
Three?
Two out of 12
I
kids
see four
wearing
hands.
Red listen to Static Radio in the mornings. I'm Steve-O.
And I'm Mitch.
That's right. And we're just here to hang out and play some music and bring you a rocking good time.
Does anybody have a birthday this month?
This month? All right. When's your birthday?
September 4th.
All right. That's very close.
You got
all
a birthday?
Right. You got.
It was on the 8th.
It was on the 8th.
July 8th. Happy birthday.
That's
happy
half,
birthday
that's
to you.
That's half of my birthday. My birthday, July 16th.
16?
8 plus 8 is 16. 16. That's right.
Simple math, kids.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, how many of you guys know math? How many of you guys do math in school? That's right. You guys big fans of math? You know multiplication.
Two times two.
Four.
Oh, that's 2 plus 2. I'm sorry. It's also it's 2 times 2?
Same thing.
Right on. Threw me off there. Sorry, I haven't been in school in at least 37 years.
That's why you have to stay in school, kids.
That's right. So, you guys having a good time at the radio station, yeah?
How many of you have been to a radio station before?
No, two of you.
Two of you?
Right.
You've been
on
to a radio station?
Welcome back. Did you enjoy your first time? Did you tip your waiter? You did.
Yes.
All right. Sweet.
Good.
You are a sweet child of love.
You guys are fantastic. I'm so glad you're here today.
All right. Well, we got to finish this here morning show right now. We're actually live on the radio right now. Anybody want to give a shout out to anybody they love? All right. On the count of three, everybody say who they want to give a shout out to. All right.
One, two, three.
Wow. All right. No love in the room.
Your mom?
Come over here.
Come on.
Come on over here. You come over to this microphone right now. We're live on the
that
radio.
One?
Yeah. Go ahead. Ready? What's your name?
Lyric.
Your name is Lyric?
Lyric?
That is the coolest name in the universe.
The coolest name I've ever heard.
I know. You're very excited, bitch.
Yes.
You can tell by her voice. She's very excited. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Go.
Hi, Mom and Dad. This is me in the radio station on a field trip in Rio Rancho. I just love you guys, and I hope you have a nice day.
That was precious right there.
Heartwarming.
That was amazing. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. We loved every single second of it.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, so much. 3, 2, 1. All right. Well, that's it for us.
It's been good with hanging out with you guys, and great morning.
Hey, Mitch, I want to thank you for keeping up your amazing attitude all day. It's worked out so far.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to leave you with some Everstays Red now. I promise we're not going to talk like this ever again.
Remember, be a thermostat, not a thermometer.
That's right. Words of wisdom from Mitch. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.